Hello, my name is Della Kopp with CPA.com. Welcome to the 2020 Digital CPA Podcast. Today, I would like to welcome Todd Robinson, Head of Strategic Account at Vic AI. Todd, please share a little bit about yourself and your company.
Sure, Della, and thank you for having me on the podcast. I really appreciate it. As you mentioned, I'm the head of strategic accounts for Vic AI. I've been with the company for almost a year. I most recently came from XCM Solutions as a regional business development manager for them, and I've held similar titles at Intuit, Sage, and Thomson Reuters, and I've been in the accounting profession for over 16 years. And so I've worked for the technology vendors. I mean, I know how firms operate, how they run their businesses, and how best to apply the technology. So I kind of joke and like to say that I know a little about a lot when it comes to the technology. And it's been a great time in the accounting profession these past 16 plus years. But so I'll pivot a little bit and just talk about Vic AI. Mm-hmm. And what it is that we are doing and what we're solving for. Our co-founders are from Norway. They were entrepreneurs over in Norway and involved in a number of different ventures. One in particular was a company called 24/7 Office, which was the first cloud-based general ledger ERP solution in the Nordic countries, which allowed them to acquire our data lake. You know, we couldn't call ourselves an AI-first technology provider without having a data lake of historical financial documents and transactions to back that up. Kind of a coming to the America story here, and they formed Vic AI, and we launched our first module to the marketplace about 24 plus months ago to solve for the accounts payable AI invoice processing part of those daily bookkeeping tasks. And about 12 months ago in August, we received a series one round of funding, raised about $11 million plus, and we've been off to the races ever since then. So that kind of probably gives you a quick introduction to what Vic AI, who we are and where we came from, right?
It does. Thank you very much for the background on them. Well, today we actually would like to chat a little bit about the upcoming Digital CPA conference. And as you are aware, since you have attended as a XCM participant, the whole base for the Digital CPA conference is that it's a knowledge learning setting, and it brings support and change management amidst the acceleration of time that we're all experiencing this year. Most importantly, the presenters and their knowledge and experience provide insight into what's next now. So the conference opportunities, specifically the learning focus, driving transformation of practice areas, introducing emerging technologies, and leading innovation and research. With the Digital CPA conference, all of the individuals come together in the profession to share practical strategies and applications to develop future-ready firms. And this year, we're going to be in our virtual environment, and we really are excited to bring everyone together and have that peer-to-peer and networking opportunity just in a different setting. So, Todd, can you share how Vic AI would enable the digital CPA community to be successful?
Right. Very, very good question. And I applaud you guys for, you know, turning this into a virtual conference. I've attended the Digital CPA conference for a number of years, and it's always great to get together with former colleagues and peers. But due to the pandemic and these challenging times, we've gone virtual. So I'm sure that's no easy task for you guys, and you've done a fantastic job with it so far. But to elaborate more on how Vic AI could help, you know, we've all heard this, you know, this fourth industrial revolution that we're in regarding the technology and where the technology is taking that and taking us, and what can we do to embrace it rather sooner than later, right? You know, I always kind of relate back to Sally, the Sally mentality, same as last year. And a couple of things that I'll share. Forbes came out with an article back in April that was highlighting the top 25 technology changes that are going to continue to shape this new decade that we're in. And no surprise to me was AI and machine learning was ranked number one, right? And so, you know, I think the way that we could best help the digital CPA community is just to educate them around what AI and machine learning is potentially going to help them solve for, and what does that actually mean? There's still a lot of education around AI in the accounting profession. And, you know, if you, I always think of it from the Hollywood portrayal, right? When we hear AI, we always probably think of the Terminator or, you know, HAL 9000, or even the latest version of like Tony Stark and Iron Man and that sort of thing. I mean, those are technically kind of robots, but behind the scenes and what's powering those robots is the AI. So there's obviously the Hollywood portrayal of it, but in modern day society, we have AI in our lives and we're using it, whether we know it or not. You know, think about it like from a perspective of like Spotify. And if you have for streaming music, and Spotify learns based on your listening habits what kind of music you like, and it's going to make recommendations and predictions on, you know, other types of entertainers and songs that you might want to listen to. Same thing for streaming services like Hulu or Netflix. Or Amazon Prime, you know, there's predictions happening there behind the scenes in regards to the shows that you're watching and making recommendations on upcoming, you know, things that you might want to watch. And so there's AI happening behind the scenes there, and we're actually using it in our lives every day. Why not start to use it in the profession so it could benefit me and help make me more efficient with what I do on a daily basis? And I think that's probably, you know, just the education around it, Della, mm-hmm. I think would help enable the digital CPA community to be more successful with best, you know, going about best leveraging the AI in their practice. I hope that makes sense.
It does. And those are good points to bring across. I mean, to have the reflection of how it works in Hollywood, but to bringing it into our real lives and working with it to enable us to be better in our profession. I think that's a valuable asset to have in our profession.
So yeah, I would totally agree with you. And just real quickly, I mean, in you know, when I say the fourth industrial revolution, you know, and again, we're in a new decade, right? And unfortunately, mm-hmm. we're starting this new decade with this pandemic. And the other recent publication that I'd read from the CEO of Microsoft. And what the CEO from Microsoft said is that they've seen more technology adoption in the past 6 months that they would have expected over the next 4 years, right? Mm-hmm. Primarily because of the pandemic. And I think there's a silver lining in this pandemic, and there's going to be a ton of opportunity that's going to come out of it. Businesses are going to go probably fully remote and never go back to on-premise sort of thing. And, you know, so again, what can we do to embrace the technology around us versus last decade's technology? And there's a lot of automation around that, and those were good applications, but, you know, we have to think about where this new technology like AI and machine learning is going to take us and embrace it rather sooner than later.
So actually, that is a really good transition into what I'd like to chat with you more about, and that's introducing emerging technologies for the profession and how it relates to AI and helping accountants and services that they provide.
Right, so let's break it down even further, right? Now that we've talked about the Hollywood kind of portrayal of it and how we're using it in our everyday lives, you know, let's talk about how AI can be specific to the accounting profession, especially related to the client accounting services. And so what the VIC AI platform is solving for, being a true AI accounting platform, is really on the automation part of the transactional processing, right? Mm-hmm. All things transactional related, like invoices, credit memos, you know, could be payroll items, you know, purchase order matchups and things like that. So anything transactionally related, which we all know is typically a very manual, labor-intensive part of that bookkeeping process. It tends to be more heads down and actually entering the data. And, you know, it's kind of one of those sort of daily tasks that is really hard to automate. And that's what VIC AI wants to solve for, is to process and code and ingest all the data off of those transactions And typically what we witness, like especially with processing invoices and what our users have told us, has typically been a 10 to 12 minute manual process. We've been able to reduce that down to like 30 to 60 seconds by leveraging the AI to capture all that data. And so I, you know, in my mind, Della, I think that's when we start to think about specific tasks that help them the most, it's going to be at the transactional level. That tends to be work that gets pushed down to, you know, probably, you know, new account managers just coming out of school. You know, a lot of that work tends to be outsourced and that sort of thing. So firms can actually bring that back in-house and partner with the right technology to best leverage their resources and to give them more important jobs to do on an ongoing regular basis. And I think that's how we could help the most.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing the thought process around looking at the bigger picture when it comes to how they develop themselves. You know, once they've let go of all those smaller pieces that don't necessarily need to be completed because they have the technology in place that's necessary to move it forward. So Todd, thanks for sharing your thoughts about Vic AI's area of emerging technologies and how it relates to the accounting services piece. Are there any other thoughts you want to share today?
I thank you for asking. I actually have a few, right?
Great.
And you know, the kind of, it's all related to what we've been talking about. But first, you know, speaking to the accounting profession and the accounting firms in general, you know, ask yourself, what is your artificial intelligence and machine learning strategy look like at your firm? You know, are you considering it? What will it actually solve for at my firm? And how will it benefit my people? So, you know, again, seriously, you know, they need to ask themselves that. And, you know, what can we do to go about leveraging this, where the technology is taking us? And then secondly, especially for a client accounting services department or division within a firm, you know, how, you know, ask yourself, how are you going to continue to grow and scale your business? Because I think there's going to be a tremendous amount of opportunity, more so than ever before coming out of this pandemic. And I hear this from a client accounting departments on a daily basis, Della. And there's really only two ways in my mind that they can do that. Either they have to hire more people to do more work, because there's only so much time in a day, right? Or you need to partner with the right technology to leverage your current and existing resources. And that's definitely something that Vic AI can help with. You know, AI is not going to replace humans. It's just not. AI will definitely help speed up and encode and ingest a lot of that data, but that data is going to need to be reviewed. You know, there's the compliance and the quality control side of our business. And that data is always going to need to be reviewed and validated and approved. And so there's still a human component to what we're solving for, but we could certainly help them speed up and save a tremendous amount of time as a result of that. And then lastly, you know, please visit our website, obviously at vic.ai. We've got tons of great content and collateral out there to benefit the industry, not only from an AI and machine learning perspective, but from a best practices approach. And you could also self-book a direct demo with us to take a deeper dive in everything that we're solving for. And we'd love to connect with you that way.
Well, that was very insightful, Todd. I appreciate, you know, talking about the strategy for AI and how does it look inside your own firm. Good areas to focus on with the leveraging technology and growing and scaling your business. I appreciate your time today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Della, thank you again for having me on. Appreciate it.